Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
Sam again, P as in Paul, dot E as in Earl, R as in Robert, C as in Carl, B as in boy, P as in Paul, O as in Oscar.com.
Okay, so SS. Okay, so hold on. So it's SSP.ERCB, and then P as in Paul, right?
SSP.ERCBPO.com.
P-O. Oh, there we go, dot com. Okay, gotcha. I haven't seen a website like this before. Okay, self-service portal. ERC is a debt collection company. Okay, great. Okay, so who are you guys, and how can I help you today, ma'am? I apologize. It's been a long day already. How can I help you?
Yes, it has. So ERC is the collection agency that has been assigned your AT&T Mobility account, and it has a balance of $135.37, which is being called due today.
Okay, hold on.
By phone, credit card, or debit card today.
Okay. So this is the AT&T Mobility card. Okay, I'll tell you what. Tell me about the account. Because the only I have one AT&T account that we actually went to court on, and that I dealt with another collection agency, and they were involved in that prior to this. So help me out and let me know. Let's just go through the information. How much is your claim, ma'am?
Oh, give me just a second. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Just a second.
Oh, sure. That's interesting. Okay. AT&T Mobility. Interesting. I think our corporate accounts are with AT&T. Let's find out. ERC. Debt collection. All right. Okay. Maximize your ERC. Alliant, no hassle, skip tracing. All right, this is coming, the phone number. All right, there it is. Yeah, so, okay, there it is. Oh, there it is. Okay, ERC, why is it on my report? That's what it says. Let's take a look at this. Take a look at who these people are. Okay, ERC collections. Okay. And oh, it's enhanced recovery. Okay. This is enhanced recovery. This is enhanced recovery, guys. An enhanced resource. They're okay.
Thanks for holding this. Otherwise, I'm team supervisor here on a recorded line. And Mr. Rob, let me just reiterate, I am a debt collector attempting to collect it at.
Uh-huh.
The information obtained will be used for that purpose. Also, the entire call is being recorded or may be monitored for quality and training.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right, so we got the AT&T account here, sir.
Okay, let me ask you a question. First of all,
it does look like it's scheduled to report to the credit report. And how can I help you today, sir?
Okay, well, first of all, you're aware, for you guys, you go by ERC now, but you're enhanced recovery, right? That's what you guys have been, enhanced recovery.
We were enhanced recovery. Now we're enhanced resource centers.
Okay. Let's make this as easy as possible for each other, okay? And if you're a manager, are you a unit manager? Are you the site manager? Are you a group manager? Tell me what kind of manager you are so I can get an idea of who I'm talking to. Because I want to be really honest with you and very fair. I want to be really, really fair with you. In other words, I don't want to be any surprises. I just want to be fair with you.
Okay, what's going on with it, sir?
Okay, so are you a manager? Where are you at in the food chain? Are you just simply a team lead or
just a regular?
You're a team lead.
No, I'm just a regular manager. I'm not a team lead.
Okay, so you're not okay. Is there a possibility to speak to your site manager? Because I don't want to do what I would normally do, because the lady I was talking to, she was very, very nice, and I think that there's just miscommunication on this account. Okay, are you able to note accounts and close and return to client? If you're able to do that, I can explain it to you, and I'll do it, and we'll be fine. If you can't do it, I need to speak to one of your higher ups. Because we've dealt with you guys.
Yeah, we would be able to dispute it. What's going on?
Well, actually, let me tell you the situation with this. Yeah, ERC, we've actually been in litigation with you guys before. My name is Rob Pizzola, and I'm the chairman of Western Capital. Okay, and here's the problem we have, ma'am, is this account that you're calling on right now, which she just kind of said it's an AT&T account, and she said it was $100 and some. I mean, I didn't get any validation. I didn't get anything out of her. I just was like, okay, well, what is it? Tell me more about it. And then she transferred it to you, which is probably the smart thing to do. But I guess my problem is that now you're sitting here telling me, from what I heard you tell me, that this can be put on my credit report. And as of this time, you want to put it on my credit report? So first of all, AT&T put it on the report, and then a secondary agency, and now you're tertiary, and you're all three of you are going to report the same account. Is that correct? Is that what I hear you saying? Because that's important.
What happens, sir, is AT&T transfers this account to a new agency about every 6 months to a year.
Right.
And so when that happens, the old account would come off,
uh-huh.
And the new agency would come on.
Okay, but let me ask you a favor, okay? First of all, do you want to work with me? That's the first question, because working with me means we're not going to put it on each other's accounts. We're not going to have long discussions. We're not going to do anything to hurt each other. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to go with the facts. Okay. And the facts on this account are, number one, it's contested. Now you obviously know that. And I want you to do me a favor and look at the notes that came when you received the tertiary placement from AT&T. I want you to look at those notes real quick. Okay.
Any notes from any
Well, no, these are actual. This was in litigation in federal court, ma'am. So there are notes. Did they just send you documents and just send you like a name and address and a social and say, here, go ahead and collect on it?
The account information, yes, sir.
Oh my God! And so what they've done is they've just put you in a position. Okay, all right. So I've already established I don't want to hurt you. So let me pull up through my platinum card. So hang on a second. Let me take a look at. What bureaus do you guys report to?
Experian and TransUnion.
Okay. We do. Let me
like
just.
I said, we haven't recorded this.
Right, and what I'm asking you, is if you want, if you're on the internet, why don't you Google my name? Because, ma'am, this is what I do for a living. Okay, I was in the debt collection business for 16 years, and now all we do is we sue debt collectors. And the bottom line is, you're a very nice person. So because you're nice and the lady was friendly with me, I have no animosity. Okay. The bottom line is AT&T cannot do what they're doing. They can't keep playing ring around the rosy and sending it out to dial for dollars to every time they can't get a collection in 60 days. They can't do that. And that's been discussed by the FTC under the FTCPA. I mean, there's tremendous case law on this. Okay. So I don't know what they're doing, and they basically put you in a bad position. Not you as an individual, but your company in a bad position. And I assume you're recording this also, to put you in a position you're now having to respond to their complete craziness for giving you accounts that are disputed, and then to make the comments that this lady was making, you know. So the last thing I want, and you know what, I actually have a recording when I talked to AT&T, when I talked to them originally, and we had a discussion, right? And we had a discussion, and we talked about the original instant matter, the instant account where it was identity theft, and they knew that, and we played all those tapes for the other agency, and now you're telling me that they just sent it over to you, and so it's not really fair to you, and I want to be really, really clear, okay? I'm not going to pay a dime on this account. I'm just going to sue AT&T now, because now they've damaged me again. But I'm trying to pull up the report. Pull up the new tri-merge report and see if they've done anything with that last account, because the court ordered them to pull that down. And let me take a look at that real quick. I'm just going to jump into Credit Secure. And thank you for not hanging up on me, ma'am. That's the first thing I want to say. Thank you. Because you have to realize, if I was your brother and you're in debt collections, there's certain things that we both know that we don't, we help each other. There's certain things you can and can't do. And what AT&T is doing is on the can't do side, you know. And bear with me a second. We're still trying to pull up a current aggregated tri-bureau report. Okay. Taking a look at... Okay. All right. All right. AT&T, refresh the reports. There are no notes. There are no notes at all in the account saying that this account was disputed at all. You don't... Honestly?
We don't get any notes from previous agencies or previous conversations from AT&T. They don't send us any notes.
Man, you guys are getting scammed, I mean, badly by these people. But you know what? That's something that I'll take up with them. As far as I can see, it doesn't show it's reported on Experian, Equifax, or TransUnion as of this moment. I need to make sure that you guys don't. And again, just to be clear, what is your name again? Your name?
Heather.
Heather? What's your last? Heather Wiseman.
Wiseman.
Okay, and what's your email, Heather?
I can't give that.
Okay.
Personal.
That's fine. If you want to go ahead, Heather, just give me your work address. That'd be fine for FedEx.
Yes, 8014 Bayberry. So B as in boy, A Y, B as in boy, E R R Y.
Okay.
That's going to be in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
Zip code is 32256.
Okay. So now we understand where we're at on this account, that this account has been disputed with two agencies prior to you and you, obviously, and the original creditor. Okay. And now we know what they're doing, because they're sending it down the line of, you know, sending it to dial for dollars. And you got to help me figure out what to do to stop this disaster, because, you know, I don't think that's right. I don't think it's fair. And if you Google my name, you obviously see who I am and what I do. You know, you see all these. There are thousands.
So, question: what was the dispute reason from the get go? Like, why?
Because I was. It was identity theft. Oh yeah, this was identity theft. And even their people who they had a call center in the Philippines, and we explained to them exactly what they had to do. We contacted the CFPB. There was a CFPB complaint filed against them and everything. And then they did this. And I thought I was okay, because I thought once they actually heard and knew we recorded inbound and outbounds, that they would understand not to play this game with us. But these people, I want to remain calm and cool. Okay, I don't want to, because it's only $200 and I don't want to get upset. But if it's on my credit report, I'm going to get upset. You know.
Right. So no, I completely understand. So you've never had the 702-267-8551 that.
No. Okay. No, but I'll tell you. But I'll tell you what I do have, though, which is crazy. I do have three iPhone 13s with them and six iPads for my company. Figure that out. That's about $25,000 of stuff that I just got. So you tell me where the disconnect is. And that's right now.
So let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Have you received the fraud packet, filled the fraud packet out, filed the police report, and then turned it?
Yeah. Yep. We filed it and we sent it to AT&T directly. I actually went and had it filed. We actually have attorneys on staff here at Western Capital. All you got to do is go to My Collector, MyCollector.org, and you'll see everything about what we do. And then you'll see our legal team right there. And they actually went and filed the report, submitted it, sent it FedEx, sent it certified mail, sent it via fax, and sent it via sent it to their CEO at his home. And so that's exactly how we handled that. And then when they put it with the collection agency the second time, that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of an out here, because obviously we're dealing with COVID right now. So I basically just wrapped it up as COVID, that the right hand wasn't talking to the left hand. You know what I mean? That's kind of the way I looked at it. But yeah, I've done everything, my friend. I've done everything. And
okay. I just wanted to verify. So let me just update. This is fraud in our office, Mr. Rob. So prior to this, were you ever a victim of identity theft, or was this the first time?
Oh, no. Man, who in the hell would if you would Google my name, would you want to identity theft me? Man, we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars going after companies for this kind of stuff. Oh my God. No. Once they find out what we do, we're the last people that they want to deal with. I'm like the last person in the world.
So this is the first time?
Oh, this has never ever happened before. Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay. And you've never given anyone permission to use your name?
Absolutely. No. Thanks for asking. That's a good question, though. But thank you for asking. Absolutely not.
Okay.
But what I need,
you said you do have AT&T phone service right now, though?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and see what's funny. What's interesting is that. I'm frazzled here. I don't want to get you guys in a jam. And what happens is, if you look at our websites and you Google out what we do, everything we do is, I'm in the national media. Okay, so what happened is, we had a lot of collection agencies going after people during the pandemic, and we were the ones on CNN. We were actually the talking heads, telling people, you know, that, you know, when people call and say you have this much time and you're blah, we're the ones that are trying to help people. Okay, so I don't care whether you're a debt collector or whether you're the CEO of a company. Everybody's gonna have problems during COVID. It's just the way that it goes. Okay, but they cannot just simply slam out DVDs to agencies and hoping to God that they're gonna either sell the paper or they're gonna go ahead and put it on a dialer. Now, don't forget here, and if you're a manager, you know this. The circuit court in Florida, you know about that rule, right? If a letter gets sent out, from your office to me that references this debt, and it went through a letter vendor, do you realize that's third-party disclosure, and that's against the law now? Take that one to your legal department. That just happened less than 6 months ago. In other words, let me explain to you what that means for the business, for the American Collectors Association. Okay, the federal courts ruled that any letter that is being sent to a debtor must be initiated by the collection agency that actually has the account, and they must, you know, then there's ways for the debtor then to go back and verify that, but. If they send a data disk to an outsourced lettering house, and that letter house takes the information, that automatically will nullify every single debt on that disk. Every debt on that disk that went to an outside that came in. So we collect these letters, you know what I mean, and we post them. That's why we have sites like MyCollector.net, MyCollector.org, Western Capital, WCI Credit, WCI Law. I mean, that's why we do what we do, you know? But I don't. My goal was to end this conversation and never have to talk to you again or talk to your office again or never, ever have to see anything on my credit report, because then that puts me in an adversarial position. And again, because the lady was so nice to me, that's why I'm nice to you, right? People only pay the people they want to pay. People pay their friends, not their enemies. I wrote a book on debt collections. People only pay the people they want to pay. They pay their friends, not their enemies. So the way you've made me feel is I feel okay. I don't have to go out and start blasting you like some of these people. And some of those tapes are harsh. Some of those people ended up in prison after we went after them. But they just straight up lied, and they didn't realize that they were being recorded, and that's the way we do it. But the bottom line is, my friend, I do not want to ever have to deal with this again. So I need your commitment that you can put me on hold, go to a senior manager, have them sign off on it, send it back as do not ever, ever, ever contact or collect again. And if they do, this will just be made part of the evidence chain. I mean, it's just hurting them and you. Not you as an individual, by the way.
Yeah,
I mean, it's terrifying.
I completely understand, sir. The only problem is we don't actually purchase it. We're hired by AT&T.
I know. Yeah, right.
The only
right.
thing that we can physically do is send the information that you've given me back to AT&T, and then AT&T does that validation of the dispute process.
Okay. I'll tell you what, then. I'll tell you what. I believe in what I've said to you, that if you go play this tape and you send this over to your site manager and he listens to this call and he does his due diligence on who I am, that he'll be smart and he'll contact his portfolio manager who actually deals with AT&T, and they will take care of this and they will one off this account. They will not want to deal with this, and then they'll listen. I mean, you can listen to hundreds of calls. Okay? So that's what I think they'll do in order for self-preservation. I mean, Enhanced Recovery has been through a lot. You guys did not change your name because you wanted to. Let me just put it that way. ERC was never.
We changed our name because we expanded.
Yeah. Okay.
To an LLC.
I don't know. I don't know how long you've been with with Enhanced Recovery. Have you been with them for a while?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Their litigation history, if you just go into Pacer and type in Enhanced Recovery, is absolutely atrocious. All you got to do is just go to Pacer. You know what Pacer is. Pull it up, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm not out to save the cows. I'm out to take care of me. Now,
I understand, sir. And like I said, I have it updated. So at this point, we're going to send this information to AT&T. Okay. They'll review it, and then they would do the account what they think it's.
Yeah, and tell them. Tell them. Tell them I'm telling you. I want them to sue me. I want them to. As a matter of fact, tell them the customer is requesting to be sued. The customer is requesting litigation. Because I would love nothing more than to get them into court after with all these tapes. Okay, I would love nothing more than that.
But we don't do anything like that here. So, like I said, the only thing that we do is send the documentation back to AT&T, and then they do the review at that point.
But you do understand this is an effective. If actually I have to say this, this is an official cease and desist, and it's an official notification that this account is. In dispute, and no further attempts about either shall be made on this account by you or by your client. And if they do, they're interfering with my ability and my abilities under the law. Okay, they're taking my abilities away. So I want you to know that, and just make sure you note that they're very, very clear on that. And again, you probably want to talk to your portfolio buyer at AT&T so that they understand what's going to happen, because it's not a guarantee. We don't make this stuff up. These calls don't just get made up and then put up on the internet. They don't. That's not what happens. This is real, real, real stuff. Okay. But it's when people don't take the time to do the back end work. It's when everybody says, it doesn't matter. Paizola is just joking, and Western Capital is just joking. Yeah. That's when it gets serious, and then I can't help you. So, all right. So you're clear on where I'm coming from?
Yes, sir. I have it updated.
Okay. All right. And again, this is an official cease and desist, okay? Please make sure. The last thing we want to do is, you know, that's $10,000 a pop, guys. We don't want to get involved in that.
Absolutely, sir.
All right.
I've got y'all updated. Is there anything else I could help you with today?
No, I appreciate the time, and thank you for calling. We have the DID, and I've given you information. As you know, we are recording, and we will go ahead and transcribe the data. That way, everybody's clear on what was said during the call, and that's on today, Tuesday, November 21st, 2021, at 9:40 a.m. PST. All right?
All right. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Have a great day. Thank you so much. All right, guys. We're on the – this is Rob. We're in Las Vegas right now. This is a live broadcast, and we're actually on DirecTV, and we're going to run this on YouTube. I don't understand what the problem is with companies like AT&T, but this is what costs them money. This is why they have class action litigation levied against them. And, you know, it's pretty serious. This call is not concluded. The website, guys, is ssp.ercbpo.com, and if you have a question about something like this from your account, you get a letter like this or get a call like this, give us a call. Toll free 1-800-373-8913 or legal at wcilaw.com. Again, a collection agency cannot take a disputed debt and just send it through different agencies over and over and over after you've already given them validated information and you provided the information is in dispute. And the only thing they can do is they can sue. Now, in my case, I'm hoping that they sue. I'm hoping and I'm praying to God that they're going to sue, because I want them to sue, because I want to get them into a situation where we have them under discovery and we actually get their documentation. And we want to see exactly how they transmit these accounts around the country. Enhanced Recovery Services, guys. Do some research on who Enhanced Recovery Services is. ERC, we're a collection company. No, you're Enhanced Recovery Services. You guys got sued more than it's crazy, okay? Guys, we've been in the business as long as they have, okay? You're not going to make any money dialing for dollars by treating people with hell. Now, let me make a comment. In fairness to them, the reason I did not launch on them like I normally will launch on most of our clients, who are most of the people that we do work for, is because the lady at first was congruent. She was nice. She was friendly. We're going to give her an opportunity to try to work this out. Now, if it does show up on a credit report, or if something does happen where it does cause a negative catastrophe against me or any of my parties, then there's going to be tremendous, tremendous hell to pay. And I guarantee you wouldn't want us to be the ones to do that. So if you feel that you're a victim of a company like ERC, Enhanced Recovery Services, I want you to go ahead and Enhanced Recovery Company, I want you to go ahead and give us a call. And you have those numbers. Play it back. Listen to this. Listen to what we do for a living and listen to why people come to us, because we do not stop. We do not play around. We always, always, always win. And the reason we win, guys, is because, as I tell people in our seminars that we do all around the world, if it's not documented, it did not happen. I'll say it again. If it's not documented, it did not happen. In this case, it's documented, and it did happen. All right, we're live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll go ahead and get this case uploaded onto our servers. All right, have a good day. Stand by. It's Rob Paizola.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Paisola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Paisola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Paisola.